From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. More than a half million migrants have now made the perilous Mediterranean Sea crossing this year in search of a new life in Europe, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency Tuesday. The UN said nearly 515,000 asylum seekers have left war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa since January, with 383,000 reaching the shores of Greece and another 129,000 landing in Italy. The refugee agency said nearly 3,000 people have drowned or disappeared, making the passage on rickety or overcrowded boats and rafts. More than half of those headed to Europe have come from Syria. Refugees looking to escape more than 4 years of fighting between Syrian forces and insurgents. There are fresh reports of clashes Tuesday in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz. It's the first major city the Taliban captured since being ousted from power in 2001. Security forces surrounded the city, began attempts to wrest control from the insurgents, whose offensive drew alarm and condemnation from Afghan and UN officials. A statement from Afghanistan's defense ministry said troops had retaken the police headquarters and city prison. Burkina Faso's army has blocked roads around the presidential guards camp in the capital. It comes a day after the guard said it was refusing to disarm following a failed coup. Journalist Emily Eob, reporting for VOA in Ouagadougou, says she witnessed soldiers erecting barricades Tuesday on several streets leading to the camp and turning cars and pedestrians away. This is VOA News. Jack Warner, a once most powerful man in soccer, has been banned from the all football-related activities for life, according to the Ethics Committee of the world governing body FIFA Tuesday. Warner was one of 14 soccer officials and sports marketing executives who were indicted in the United States on May 27th on bribery, money laundering, and wire fraud charges involving more than $150 million in payments. In the latest twist, the corruption scandal, Swiss authorities said last week they were investigating FIFA president Sepp Blatter on suspicion of criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of funds. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for gunning down an Italian aid worker in the diplomatic quarter of Bangladesh's capital. The claim from the Sunni extremist group could not be independently verified. The country's home minister, Azizuddin Khan, said, however, that authorities have found no evidence that the Islamic State was involved in the killing. Police said earlier they had no leads in tracing the three unidentified assailants who, riding on a single motorcycle, drove up alongside the Italian citizen, Cesare Tavella, and shot him Monday night. This is Azizuddin Mia, the Dhaka Metropolitan Police Commissioner. He says it was at the western side of Road 90 in Gulshan 2 area, about 100 yards from the main road. An Italian national who was jogging there, two unidentified people fired at him from behind. Injured, he was taken to United Hospital, where he died later. Helen Vanderbeek is a country director of Bangladesh Interchurch Organization for Development Corporation. That's the organization that Tavella worked with.
We have contact with the police. The police is investigating the case. A case has been filed, and we now have to wait for the police to come up with their conclusions.
Meanwhile, the Italian foreign minister said Monday evening in New York that they are trying to verify the Islamic State's claim. Volkswagen announced plans Tuesday to refit up to 11 million vehicles and overhaul its namesake brand to try to move on from the scandal over its cheating on diesel emissions test. The new chief executive, Matthias Müller, said the German carmaker would ask customers to have diesel vehicles that contained illegal software refitted. It's a move that some analysts have said could cost more than $6.5 billion. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.